bakery rep.
Hi, this is Amanda. May I ask who's calling?
My name's Jake Kobe.
Okay, and who are you with?
I'm with.
Are you a customer?
I'm associated with like Rogue Server and Junior Rat.
Okay, and what's your question?
Like, what ideas do you have for, like, you know, at the bakery?
Ideas for what? I'm not too sure what you're talking about.
Like bakery ideas, like sugar cookies. Is that an idea?
Oh, so like you just want different, like kind of like sourdough kind of breads, like
yeah.
Different types of breads that you can make,
and maybe stuff that fits like a dietary restriction for like religious reasons and stuff.
Okay, I'm not too sure what religion are you looking at then.
I don't know.
Like, what are dietary restrictions that you can't have or can't incorporate into it?
I don't know any. I'm just like curious, like what you guys do for it. I'm not too sure about all this religious stuff myself. I'm not like practicing or anything.
Well, all we do is we pull out the breads at the end of the night that have ingredient lists on them, and then we proof them, and then we bake them, and then we put them out on the sales floor with the ingredients and dietary restrictions on them.
Okay.
So I'm if you're not too sure what the dietary restrictions are, I'm not too sure we can help.
Like for diverse food stuffs that would fit like a common audience of like... the average.
What's your most popular selling bread, for one, Maddie?
Like a white bread or like...
Okay. So there's like things like white breads, brown breads, or whole wheat breads, sourdoughs, brioche buns or breads.
Brioche
start
breads?
Listing off a few of your other bakery items, Maddie. Your breads.
Calabrese
breads. There's French breads.
Do you have anything with like a woven texture?
A or woven texture. Sliced? Do you have anything with a woven texture? Hang on, I'm the deli manager trying to help the bakery.
I don't know what's happening myself here. I'm just trying to figure it out here as I go along.
We have a brown and serve scissor roll that's kind of like a braided kind of...
Like a braided
like a
bread?
Not...
Yeah, it kind of looks like a braided bread.
Okay.
Is this, I'm not trying to be rude, is this something that can wait till tomorrow? Because you'll have, if you call tomorrow, you'll actually have the bakery manager.
The bakery boy?
Yeah, Dan
yeah.
will be able to help you a heck
yeah.
of a lot better. Even Russ could help you a heck of a lot better.
Dan and Russ at the bakery.
Yeah, you've got the two closers of the evening, so we're not too sure about all the different breads and that. That's usually all done by the time both of us get in.
I've written down Dan ampersand Russ, and then the @ bakery. Is that accurate?
Dan or Russ?
Yeah.
In the bakery.
I've written Dan
either one of them can...
Russ at bakery.
Okay. Is either one of them can help you a heck of a lot better than we can.
And you're Mia?
I'm Amanda.
Amanda.
Yeah.
Amanda. And the lady who I was speaking with?
Maddie.
I'm bad with names.
Yeah.
And my name
is... okay. Jake.
Okay. I'll just write that down. All right. Thank you. That's all the information I need. I'll call back tomorrow. I'll speak to either Dan or Russ at bakery. And
okay.
I'll say I am Jake and Amanda and Maddie. And I guess that's how it's going to work.
Okay.
All right. I appreciate your time. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good night.
God bless.
Bye.
Bye. I don't know what that was, and I don't have any background music queued up.
Bum, 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 bum.
I can make a note of this. Dan and Russ. I should have asked if that's Russ with one S or two S's. Welcome to the show. You're listening live on rogueserver.com/Whoppy. I'm Whoppy. I'm your Rogue Server file jockey live in the studio with a guest. My guest.
Raisin.
Raisin live. .com is not a website.
Join the mumble.
Whoopi woo. If you're listening, you're the only person who heard the first half of that call because I didn't press the button. There are certain cues I ignored, I didn't pay attention to, and it's been several shows where that's happened.
Do I go?
Yeah, yeah. A&W.
Hello, A&W. Bruce speaking.
Hi, Brussel. I was wondering if you have halal chicken.
Sorry?
Do you have halal chicken? Halal?
Halal? Oh, we don't have that.
Yeah. What do you serve that's halal over there?
We don't serve halal here. We don't serve halal foods here.
You have chicken?
Yeah, we do have chicken, but it's not halal.
Can I get one order of chicken?
Oh, sorry, we don't take orders from a phone call. It should be, you can order at our app. Sorry?
Are you banchoed?
Oh, no, I'm not.
Okay, that's great. That's good for you, honey. Good for you, sweetie. That's great. Damn. Yeah, just hang up the phone. I have no word. No, I don't have no. Yeah, hang up the phone. Yeah, good boy. Good boy. Good boy. He liked it when I called him good boy.
Live!
People are clueless, man.
Maybe I do. Yeah, this fits. Welcome to the show. You're listening live on rogueserver.com. I'm Whoppy, your Rogue Server file jockey. It is 10:13 and 49 seconds post-meridian Eastern Standard Time. Oh, I didn't copy the number right. Whatever. Pickle puppy paws. Uh-oh.
Tell the lady about...
Good evening, McDonald's for Tardis.
Hi, I noticed something whenever I was around the back of the restaurant there.
Hello?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, I noticed
Sorry,
something...
can you repeat that?
I noticed something odd whenever I was around the back of the restaurant there.
You forgot something?
I saw a box back there, like a box for Mac fries.
Okay.
It said salt the fries on like the top of the box, and I'm just curious what that means. It was in quotation marks.
Fry box?
Yeah, the fry box.
What fry box?
It says salt the fries on the top of it.
What fry box do you mean? The red one?
No, the it's
the
like
one
a
with the...
It's like a big brown box. Or a BQ.
Oh.
Yeah.
What do you mean by that?
It's like a big brown box around the back. A big brown box behind the back.
Behind the back?
Yeah.
All right.
It has like quotation marks or like scare quotes, and it says salt the fries, and I'm just curious what that means.
salt the fries?
Yeah.
Yes, a moment.
It's like
on
the box.
The bell?
On the box or like from like the shipment? It has it in quotes.
Shoestring french fries, potato fries. I didn't see.
It says mac fries.
The one with the salt, the box.
Yeah.
Yeah, mac fries, shoestring fried potatoes.
Yeah, it says on the top of the box, don't forget to, quote unquote, salt the fries. And I'm just curious.
Oh, when the fries is cooked, we salt it.
Okay.
We just salt it. We just put salt.
But I'm curious
but
why that's...
But if the customer requested for the no salt, we didn't put salt in it.
Okay, I'm just kind of curious why, like, it's in quotes like that, though.
I don't think so.
Cause,
but
like,
we salt the fries
it's
upon
like,
cooking.
It's like sarcastic quotes on the box.
I don't think so. I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
Yeah, I don't know the reason behind that.
Yeah,
but
like
if the fries is cooked, we put salt in it. But
yeah.
If the customer wants no salt, we didn't put salt.
Okay. Am I allowed to come in there and like count the salt as you pour it?
No.
No?
We didn't count it.
Oh, can I count it? I've got
Sorry?
A good eye. I've got a good eye. I can probably count the salt pretty good as it like pours out onto the fries.
You can count it.
Okay.
It's iodized salt. It's super fine.
Yeah, I just count it as it pours onto the salt. Like, I can, like, count, like 1, 2, 3, like that, for the salts.
We just salt it one time.
Yeah.
It's already calibrated, the AccuShaker.
The AccuShaker?
Yeah.
Am I allowed to calibrate the AccuShaker?
Sorry?
Am I allowed to calibrate the AccuShaker down there? Or, like, see how it operates?
No.
Surely you have a spare one I could, like, borrow for a little bit, right?
What do you want?
AccuShaker.
Excuse me, can I go now? I have a customer now.
A customer?
Yeah, at the drive-thru.
Okay, well, can I, like,
Thank you.
I come through, can I ask for, like a demonstration of the AccuShaker? I didn't know.
Oh, sure. Why not?
All right, sweet. Thank you.
Thank you.
I love you. I didn't know that was a thing, the AccuShaker. I need to inquire further about this product. Apparently you just buy this. But she's a sweet lady. Welcome to the show. I'm Wuppy, I'm your Rogue Server file jockey. Live in the studio solo currently.
Hello, Mo's restaurant.
Hello, is this Mouse?
Hello, Mo's restaurant, yeah?
I'm calling from Salt. We've heard you have like an AccuShaker salt shaker down there.
A salt shaker?
Yeah, we just want to come through and calibrate the salt shaker for you. Make sure it's dispensing the right amount of GPM.
Hang on one second.
Okay.
Wait, somebody, I don't know what this guy's talking about. Salt shaker, is it shaking the right? What are you talking about? I'll put you on speaker
so you can talk to the boss.
Okay.
What is it again?
My name's Jacoby. I'm calling from the Salt. We just want to come through and calibrate your salt shaker, make sure it's dispensing the right amount of granules.
Who's that? Oh, no, some guy. Where did you go?
Tell about the salt shaker. I don't know.
Hello, yes.
Hello,
what can I do for you?
My name's Jacoby. I'm with the Salt. We want to come through and calibrate your salt shaker, make sure it's dispersing the right amount of granules per minute or the GPM.
Oh, the salt shaker? We only have one. We don't really use too much salt shaker, sir.
Yeah, I'm calling from the salt shaker. We just want to calibrate your salt shaker, make sure it's dispersing the right amount of granules per minute.
Yeah, we don't have them here. We don't have a dining room. Mostly we are a pickup.
Yeah, the salt shaker in the back that you use for all the cooking and stuff?
No. We're not going to need that, sir.
We have a grain counting machine to calibrate it for you here.
No. I'm not interested. I really don't have it.
It's a free service, sir. It's a free service. We'll calibrate the salt shaker.
You know what? We're not going to be here. We're here later, and we don't have dining room. And we don't even use salt.
I know. We just want to make sure it's dispensing the right amount of salt from the salt shaker, though.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Thank you so much, sir.
It's a free service. It'll take. We can give you a replacement salt shaker, or even two salt shakers.
No, thank you, sir.
Would you like a salt shaker?
No, I don't.
It's an AccuShaker.
No, I don't. Thank
it dispenses
you,
a pre-measured amount of salt.
You know what? What do I need salt shaker for? I don't have nobody
like
comes
cooking.
In my dining room.
Cooking?
Thank you, sir.
It's like a food and drug. Oh, I'm supposed to be making noises at the end of phone calls. Ah! That should be easily visible on the waveform. This temporary inconvenience will make editing slightly easier. And welcome to the show. I guess I'm from the salt shaker tonight or something. The AccuShaker. Dig safe. Oh, Kaweka. Where the heck my Kaweka at?
Thank you for calling. Sporty main line.
Hello, Sporties. My name is Jacoby. I'm calling from the Salt. We received reports that your salt shakers aren't calibrated down there.
The salt shakers aren't calibrated?
Yeah, they're not dispensing the right amount of GPM. It's granules per minute.
Okay, gotcha. How can we fix this?
If you're interested, we can come down there and we can do a free diagnostic service and diagnose what's wrong with the salt shaker and make sure it's dispensing the right amount of salt, like, accurately and stuff. We have machines for this. It's a free service and everything.
Okay, yeah. Is this a prank call?
My name's Jacoby. I'm calling from Salt. Like, the salt shaker.
Right.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah. Are we allowed to calibrate the salt shakers?
Sure. Well, yeah, why not?
All right, sweet. We'll just come through there. We have the machine. Do you have an outlet for the machine?
I would assume so, yeah.
All right, we'll just plug it in. We'll plug it into the machine, and we'll plug the machine into the wall, and it'll draw power from the power grid, and it'll make sure it's accurately dispensing the right amount of salt. That way, whenever a customer is salting their food, or perhaps the chef in the kitchen salting the fries, we know what's happening.
Perfect. Yeah, that sounds amazing.
Sweet.
Cool. Anything else?
Is your refrigerator running?
It's sitting in place at the moment.
All right. That's good.
You have a good night.
You too. Thank you. I love you. Oh, there she goes. Oh, a hotel. Can you do salt shaker at a hotel? Ah! Briefly annoying, but it'll make editing easier. Or something.
Hotel 19.
Hello, hotel. I'm calling from the Salt.
Sorry, what?
I'm calling from the salt, like you put on food and stuff, and like Like the big crystals of sodium chloride.
No.
No?
Are you at the hotel?
We just received reports that you guys are putting food salt on the sidewalks whenever it snows and everything. I'm not sure you're allowed to do that.
Oh, I'm not sure. I'll have to ask my manager. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm not sure how it all works, like on a food safety level, if like it's food salt going on the floor and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'll look into that for sure.
Okay. In the meantime, are you able to cease using table salt and maybe use like a thicker, coarser like rock salt or a pretzel salt?
I don't think we're using table salt. It's like blue ice, for melting ice.
Okay. We just received several tips through our cyber tip line that someone saw someone pouring table salt like on a sidewalk.
I don't think it's table salt, but I'll definitely check in with the managers.
Okay. They just had an old school salt shaker, the paper one. It's got the metal spout and it's got for the moisture sticker on it. They just saw someone pouring that out. And we're just concerned about the food safety aspect of this whole thing.
Was it someone from the restaurant?
I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, I'll definitely ask around.
Okay. We did, as I said, we did receive a tip on the cyber tip line here from the salt.
Yeah, I'll definitely make sure that we're not using table salt.
All right. Thank you. Is there anything else I can help you with tonight?
No, I think that's everything.
Okay. Well, I'll talk to you later. We'll check in a couple days and see how the salt situation's improving.
Okay, sounds good.
Thank you.
No problem.
I love you.
Bye.
Bye. I'm having a lot of fun seeing him from the salt. Okay, Oh, welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. It's Whoopi Woo. That is W-O-O. It's January 21st, 2026. It's 10:28 and 40 seconds post-meridian Eastern Standard Time. I'm Whoopi. I'm your Rogue Server file jockey. And we are live on rogueserver.com/Whoopi. Solo in the studio tonight. It's just me in the studio tonight. Live on rogueserver.com.
Live? It's just Whoopi.
Solo in the studio tonight.
Poor guy.
I wonder if I'm gonna make this call.
No.
Good evening, Glenn. I'm speaking.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. What can I do for you?
That's good. Well, I've kind of got a problem. I was there with my kids earlier, and it turns out somebody's dealing salt to them, and I want to know what's going on with that.
What's going on with
What do you mean, what's going on with it? Somebody sold my kid a packet of salt for $5, and that's not good. That could mess up their brain chemistry. They're growing, ma'am.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
That sounds like something a salt dealer would say. Yeah, ugh, it's right. Oh, thank you.
I like that. I like that. Salt dealer. Ah! Show up red on the waveform.
I'll be back.
Okay. That was Tiff.
Hi, you've reached the Summers, Serengeti Fishing Charters. Please leave a message and we'll get back to you as soon as we can. Thank you.
Hi. I found like salt outside and everything. I'm not sure if I should keep it or not. I guess I'll just leave it where it was. All right, thank you. I love you. Good. Have a goodbye. Oh, welcome to the show. I'm Wappy. I'm your Rogue Server file jockey. We are live on rogueserver.com. Isn't that like a fake number? I think 855 is fake. Manners? Browsing the map for locations to call. Fake looking numbers. Not 800s, 877, 855, whatever. Don't look real to me. What the flying Fred Phelps is going on? I zoom in and it shoots me to the other side of the map. Interesting. Oh, and welcome to the show. You're listening live on rogueserver.com. I was going to say something about salt. Hi, front desk. I just saw someone with salt outside.
With salt?
Yeah.
Salted or salt?
No, salt, like, you know, sodium chloride. Like packets and stuff? Yeah.
I'm not understanding.
You know, like how they like put salt outside and everything?
Okay. And.
They're doing that, and I'm a bit worried.
Putting salt on the sidewalk?
Yeah.
It's to melt the ice, isn't it?
Is it? I'm not, because they're just throwing it around and everything. And I know that stuff ain't cheap.
So we have salt,
yeah.
And we throw it on the front entrance and the side doors for okay. The ice that's all on the ground, so people don't slip.
Oh.
Is that what you were seeing?
I thought they're maybe mad at like the kitchen or something. They're just throwing away all your salt.
Are you staying at the hotel here?
No, I just moved here. I just wanted to report on something I saw. You know, see something, say something.
Where are you phoning from exactly?
I'm phoning from like, you know, across the street and everything.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I was in the parking lot earlier, and I just saw someone throwing salt around everywhere. They looked annoyed. At least I think they looked annoyed.
Well, if you think it's a real big issue, I would think that maybe the best to do is to phone the RCMP.
I did that.
If you're overly concerned.
I did that, and they told me no. They said no. They said stop,
okay.
Stop it. So I'm just not sure if I just wasn't sure if it was someone maybe mad at you guys and throwing away all your salt, like on the floor and stuff.
It's salt. It's okay. It's not a big deal.
Yeah, but like whenever,
there's worse things that can be thrown on the ground and be wasteful.
I worked at the pretzel factory, and they are always telling us to conserve the salt.
Okay. This is a very interesting call, I'll have to say that.
I didn't know what was happening.
But I will take... That's fine, I'll take your concern into consideration, but...
Concern into consideration.
I'm sure that salt on the ground is perfectly okay, and that we are not overly worried about that.
I just wasn't sure if it was like
littering. Thank you for your concern. You know what? People litter all the time, and a couple of salt packets I don't think is going to hurt too much.
Can I pick it up? If I see it, can I pick it up?
If you want, that's totally up to you. It's a free country.
Next time I see the person throwing away salt, can I like ask him for a little bit of it?
That's totally up to you if you want.
Okay. I'm just not sure if they'd give it to me because they're throwing it on the floor and everything. I just want a little bit of salt for the pretzel.
Okay. What was your name again?
My name's Jacoby.
Jacoby?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you from around here?
I just moved here.
You just moved here?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And do you work in town?
No.
No?
I'm just going
through. How long ago did you move here?
Like, maybe, like, a couple days ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, again, I thank you for your consideration,
yeah.
And I will take note of it, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right. Have a good night. Bye-bye now.
Bye. Where is my butt? There's my butt. I need to put my butt here. No, don't go there. Go here. Stay in the corner. My butt won't stay in the corner. A lot of wholesome calls tonight. Nobody's dying. Nobody's catching fire. Closed. Everyone's so calm and considerate and understanding tonight. Jesus Christ.
Hey, Belen, how can I help you?
Hello, I saw one of your boys outside throwing salt around.
Sorry?
I saw one of your boys outside throwing salt around.
Tonight?
Yeah, or yesterday. I've been awake for a couple of days. I'm not sure when it was, but I definitely saw someone throwing salt around.
I didn't get what exactly we are talking about here.
Like salt? Like sodium chloride?
Salt, yes. We do salting on the pavement, yes.
Should I be worried?
Sorry?
Should I be worried? Like, if it's like littering...
It's like glittering?
Yeah, like glittering. It like...
No, like...
It like gets everywhere.
Yes, we haven't salted it today, so there should be no... Where are you right now?
I'm currently at the Petro Canada.
You are at Petro Canada right now?
Yeah.
Okay, so are you staying with us?
I think... Like, my friend said he's going to get me in there on, like, a friends and family, and he's going to just, like, tell me the numbers and everything whenever I approach the premises.
Okay, so I'm not getting, like, you're talking about the salt we do for,
yeah.
Like, the snow and everything?
Yeah.
We haven't done it today. I think it is good because it has been taken care of. There had been no snow. It's all good here.
I'm just worried about tracking it in, and if there's like a salt fee I'd have to pay to like clean all of this stuff up.
You are looking to clean the stuff up, or I'm not exactly getting what it is about. I'm really sorry for that.
No, it's okay.
Maybe I'm not able to understand what you are looking for.
Okay. Whenever I was a child, there was a gas leak, and like it caused like effects to the brain because I inhaled
okay.
it. Okay. So I'm a little, in that regards, I am slightly obtuse, I think.
No, okay, so we don't have any gas leak or anything here. It is just like we do normal salting for this ice and snow.
Okay.
But anything else you need not to be worried about.
Because whenever next, if it like snows and they don't like get it out on time, am I allowed to like leak gas like for the pathway?
You are allowed to.
Okay.
What you want to know? What you're allowed about?
Like the gasoline and everything, just to, like put it on the floor, the sidewalks.
You want to put the gas on the sidewalks?
Because it doesn't freeze.
Sorry?
Like the gasoline, it doesn't freeze.
It'd
be wet, but it wouldn't be wet with water. It'd be wet with gasoline. And then, because whenever it gets cold, it freezes. So, like, the gasoline, it wouldn't freeze.
Yeah, gasoline freezes.
No, because it, like, whenever you, like, introduce a spark or, like, a naked flame to it, it, like, combusts.
So, what exactly we are talking about here? You want to be on this place? You want some confirmation about that? What
yeah.
exactly we are talking?
Like sidewalk salt and de-icing and gasoline and, like, fires and, like, rooms and stuff.
You offer those services you're talking about?
Maybe, I think. I don't like sell it. I can do it for free. Because it'd benefit me.
Okay, it benefits you.
Yeah.
What exactly you want to do?
Like, to clean it all up. Make sure it's all clean and sparkling.
Okay, you want to clean it all up so that it's all
yeah.
clean?
Yeah.
Okay, and why exactly you want to do it without any charges?
I don't want to slip and break my neck or anything.
Okay, and when you are, because I don't think so that you should be worried about anything. Everything here is clean. Like everything, you need not, you won't slip here. Everything is clean. You don't have any slippery snow out there.
Slippery snow?
No, it's all clean here.
Okay.
You need not to worry about anything.
Because whenever I was a kid, like, the furnace broke, and it pumped poison gas into the house, and I inhaled a bunch of it.
When were you here last time?
This is my first time in Fort Nelson.
And right now, where are you?
At the Petro-Canada.
I'm also at the Petro-Canada, but I don't see you anywhere.
I, like, in the car. I, like, laying down.
You're in...
I'm laying down, like horizontal, like on the floor.
Okay. I think you shouldn't be worried about anything because here everything is clean right now. You need not, you won't slip or you won't have any slippery surfaces out there.
Okay. I just want to be safe and make sure everybody's safe.
Okay. Thank you.
Can I bring in the kitty cat too?
In the store?
Yeah.
No, you're not allowed to bring the cat in the store or any pet in the store.
Where does he go then?
Sir, I have a customer to take care of.
Okay.
You can call back if you want anything else to know. Thank you.
Can I just keep him in the box?
It's your 600-pound cat named Meowie that you got from the Sahara that you smuggled into the United States.
My smuggled... smuggled signs from the Sahara.
Smuggled Siamese from the Sahara.
Yeah.
I wanted to say that again. That was fun. smuggled salted Siamese from the Sahara.
Yeah. Oh, that's the same phone number for the hotel and the gas station.
What?
Yeah. It's proper motor hotel.
It's both?
Yeah.
Hmm. That's kind of cool, actually.
Your turn, I think.
Oh, I've never done a call before. I would never. Do I sound like a robot?
You sound good.
Okay. You sound good.
Yay!
Right?
Thank you for calling Motel 6 in Fort Nelson. If you know the number of the person you're trying to reach, please dial now. Or, if you wish to speak to the operator, please press 0.
Note that.
Thank you.
Operator.
Motel 64 Nelson, how may I help you?
Hi there. I was wondering if you have any cat food behind the desk or cream or anything like that. Hello?
No, ma'am. No.
Oh, no? Okay. What's the closest convenience store? I've got Smooches here, and he's getting pretty hungry, and I'm a little bit concerned.
Maybe Boston Pizza, a convenience store, the Bluebell Petro Canada, maybe just 1 minute walk.
Okay, that's not bad. Do you think that they'll have any raw chicken there? Because Smooches is a pretty big boy. I'm a little bit ashamed. I know I wasn't really supposed to have him here in the room, but it's kind of... He's a 600-pound Siamese Sahara cat named Smooches. And he only eats raw chicken and cream. The little Smooches, stop it. Smooches. He's licking my toes. He's licking my toes now, and this is a sign that he's getting really hungry. Smooches. Hello?
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 You stay with us? Your room number, ma'am?
Your room number, ma'am? Smooches?
Hello.
No.
Not sure.
No, she's gone. Yeah, she got a fat pussy. That wasn't the right person for that call, but it was still enjoyable. Carter, don't do grams in the chat. What is that? Oh, is that what that is? 600 pounds to grams?
To kilograms. I want to do something that's really stupid.
Good evening, Super Nothing. How can I help you?
I have salt.
Hi there.
I have salt.
Sorry?
I have salt.
You have salt?
Like, you know, salt?
No, we have rooms, yeah.
Oh, but I have salt.
I don't know, what are you talking about?
Like salt. It's like a salty rock.
You want a salt?
Salt.
Are you staying in the hotel?
I had a question.
Wrong answer. You're friends and family.
That's the proper reply to "I have a question." You just hang up the phone. just called them not too long ago.
I did it again. Hi, how are you?
Good, and you?
Good. Are you listening to the radio or the TV or something?
Got the TV going. Why?
Well, I mean, now I was just curious. What are you watching?
Bar Rescue.
Bar Rescue. I haven't seen that. Is that kind of like a Gordon Ramsay thing, but probably not him, and then they like try to fix people's restaurants?
Kind of like that, yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fun. It's good to have a show. I don't really have any shows going right now. I just finished Stranger Things. It was all right. It was okay. I cried. I won't tell you why. I don't really want to. Well, anyway, I guess I should cut to it. Hold on. I just dropped this. Don't go anywhere. One second. Okay, I'm back.
Okay.
Okay. Listen, what's going on is I'm a little embarrassed. Like, I'm in my room right now, and I made this paper mache sculpture of you, and it's going pretty good so far. The last detail I need, like, what color socks are you wearing?
May I ask who I'm talking to?
Well, I'm one of your guests. I was just trying to figure out what color socks you were wearing, and I couldn't really get, like, a good look at what color your eyes were. And also, when I bring it to you, please don't laugh at me. They're black. Okay, are they matching?
I'm not in the office, so.
Oh, so maybe I'm not even sculpting you.
You've got to be in 210, then?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I've got my cat, Meowie.
So you're...
He's so cute.
So you're Tamara?
Yeah. I just gave my kitty hairball gel. He's so cute. Do you like cats? Do you want me to... You're not in the office? Where are you calling from, home? Ooh, that's nice. You get to call in from your house to answer the hotel phone?
Oh, yeah. You can transfer phones.
Really? And you're just, like, sitting on your couch in your PJs and your undies, and you're, like, having your, like, bedtime snack? Nice.
Kind of, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's nice when you can transfer phones around.
Yeah, you're like Doctor Who.
Kind of like that, yeah.
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 Sorry, I'm distracted because I've got goo in my hands right now. So what are you going to watch? What are you going to watch after Bar Rescue?
Oh, probably Bar Rescue. I watch it for a little bit, and then I start reading my book.
How many episodes are there?
Bar Rescue? It's on all day.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
I got totally different TV than what you guys got down there, so.
Are you paying for cable?
No, she's on Starlink down there.
Who's she?
The lady that owns the place.
Oh, down here at the hotel.
No, it's the lady that owns the hotel. She's on Starlink.
Yuck, what a piece of shit. Sorry, that might have been too forward. It's not a great... I won't get into it. Is there nothing, does nothing else work down there for internet? Like, do you guys need Starlink down here, I mean?
That's what's down there is Starlink. That was the fastest that there was for everything.
So, because you're not at the desk now, I've been in my room for a while. Is there nobody at the desk anymore? Am I on my own for the night?
Well, there's all the other guests in there, but... And we do have a guy that's kind of security nights there.
Oh, thank God. That's helpful. I need raw chicken for Meowie. She's getting a little bit upset in here. She's a 600-pound Siamese Sahara cat. I'm not supposed to have her. It's illegal, I think.
I don't know.
Do you want to come to my room and smoke some weed?
What was that?
And do you have any raw chicken at home? Oh, I asked if you wanted to come to my room and smoke weed and hang out, and please bring raw chicken if you are going to come. And we can watch Rescue.
No, probably not.
It for my laptop. You're impossible. What's your name? I'm not even sure if I'm going to show
it's
you this
Diane.
Paper mache. Your name's Cyan?
It's Diane. Diane.
Diane. Diane. Oh, okay. That's nice.
Yep.
Are you smoking? Oh, you are smoking weed.
No.
You're smoking weed. I'm going to tell everybody in the hotel. Because you don't want to come
they
smoke weed
with
me.
They all know that I don't do that.
Oh.
No, most of them all know I don't. Most of them ask me where they can buy it from, and I just tell them the pot store that's beside the motel.
It's a good idea to open up a pot store next to a hotel in legal states. Okay, well, Cyan, I love you so much. If you change your mind and you want to come smoke weed and check out my cool-ass cat, her name is Meowie Yvonne Cutesy Pootsie, and please bring lots of raw chicken, and if you're not going to come, please don't tell on me, and I'll make sure that Meowie doesn't do anything bad to the room. Okay. Have fun watching Bar Rescue. All right, I love you. On to
you have a good
night.
Bye.
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 I'm sorry, I didn't know what to do because she was just really nice.
It's cool.
That fucked me up.
People here are pretty chill. Nobody's getting angry in that.
What state are you in?
Oh, I'm in Canada.
Will you tell?
British Columbia.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I think I already called this one, didn't I? No. Interesting. Oh, and welcome to the show. You're listening live. It's Wuppy Woo every January 21st, 2026. It's 10:58 and 45 seconds post-meridian Eastern Standard Time. I'm your Rogue Server File Jockey tonight.
We have a 600-pound cat in the studio.
Yes. It's in the back.
Hello.
Hello. I noticed that one of your boxes said like "salt the fries" in quotation marks.
I am so sorry. What was that?
It said "salt the fries," but in like quotation marks and like scare quotes.
I really don't understand. Sorry.
The box of mac fries.
Yep.
It said in quotes on the top of the box, "salt the fries."
Sorry, the line actually is not that good.
Oh.
Can you say it again, please?
Is this better, or is this worse?
Kind of better, yeah.
I'm sorry.
What?
It said salt the fries on the box.
Salt the fries in the box?
Yeah. Oh, what does that mean?
Sorry, what's that again? Salt it's the fries?
Yeah, on the cart on the big brown box behind the brick barn, it said don't like salt the fries, and it had it in quotes.
Oh, you ordered McDonald's?
I I was there earlier and I saw a box. I saw a box, basically. Basically, I saw a big brown box. And it said Mac Fries, and it said Salt the Fries, and it had it in quotes. Like, on
so
the
you
box.
Saw a box? Like, on the box?
Yeah, on the box.
Where is it? Like, what time is that?
I don't know. It was either a couple minutes ago or a couple hours or day. I don't know. It said Mac Fries, Salt the Fries.
You order the fries. Well, I don't really understand what you're talking about.
How it comes in the store? Like from the truck?
Like from the truck? Yeah. Well, we don't have like truck today.
Like delivery.
So
from the delivery.
Like the delivery. Yeah.
It said salt the fries.
Oh, well, I don't really know what that kind of things, but you are trying to say that. What's your concern for that?
What does it mean?
It's like what do you call this one? So I am not pretty sure about those things, but I don't know what you saw those things, but it's pretty sure that's just a regular fries.
What does salt the fries mean, though? It's in quotes.
Well, don't actually mind those things. We're still on the same procedure.
Do you use the AccuShaker?
We don't. Yeah, we don't have. Still have the regular fries.
What do you do for shaking?
I'm sorry?
What do you do for, like, shaking it onto it?
I don't really what you're talking about. I don't know, but
like
we just only have the regular fries.
Okay, but how's it? How's the salt?
Well, if that's so, then you can order it like the same thing, like the same fries, like same everything. We don't have the new one.
But like for
if you're talking about the new one, we don't have it.
Oh,
like we're still serving the regular fries.
But like the salt. Do you know like salt?
I'm so sorry, sir. I don't know what you're talking about.
Like sodium chloride. Like table, table salt.
You can visit McDonald's and then we can clarify those things and then yeah.
Hey, can you just show me how the salt shaker works?
You can ask if you want to order and then if you want to have like no salt, then yeah, we can serve it no salt fries for you.
No, I want salt. I just don't know what it means on the box because it has it in quotation marks.
Yeah, don't mind it. Like we're still serving like the normal fries. So and then that's it, sir.
So it's normal.
Yeah, it's a normal fry.
Oh, thank God, it's all normal.
Yeah. Yeah.
Brian, you've been a big help.
Well, I'm so sorry, sir. We're gonna rush. So, if you have any like questions about those things,
can I calibrate your salt shaker?
So.
Just real quick.
I'm sorry.
Can I just calibrate your salt shaker real quick when I get down there?
I'm so sorry. What was that?
Just to calibrate your salt shaker. I have a machine that can do it. It counts the grains per minute.
So you wanna go up here and then you're asking to calibrate the salt?
Yeah. It's not going to be AccuShaker accurate, but it's going to be pretty close.
It's actually AccuShaker.
Uh-huh. Well, okay, you said earlier you didn't have the AccuShaker. We'll just calibrate the AccuShaker then. Like,
well,
within...
there is no calibration for the AccuShaker. It's like, well, I didn't know if I have the right to tell you about those things, but... if you want no salt, or if you want with salt, it's actually fine for us. Like you can request it to McDonald's.
We're gonna get it down to like in the thousandths for the GPM for the salt shaker.
I'm so sorry, sir. I don't want to disclose any information about those procedures.
Oh, it's top secret.
It's like a procedure. The
like
thing
a confidential
is
trade secrets.
Salt fries and then no salt fries. It's up to the customer.
Okay, so this is like confidential trade secret stuff I know about now?
I'm sorry, sir. And I think I would end this call. So okay. I don't answer any further questions because that's the procedure, Sir McDonald. So have a good night. Thank you.
I love you.
Gatekeeping you.
The people here are really nice and really patient. And it lends itself to a more interesting style of phone call.
That was a McDonald's?
Yeah.
That is, that they were really nice. Wait, no, Sperm says he's going to kill you now.
Oh, no.
Oh, he's fucking snapped.
Oh, wait, I have to, because of the name of this hotel, please. I have to do it while it's still fresh.
Please.
The Hideaway Inn. Oh, they don't pick up. Well, I guess I can call the other place. It's not the Hideaway, but...
Calling. Please dial an extension now or dial 0 for assistance.
It's still you, right? I'm gooey now.
Oh, you can go if you want to, but if you can't, I'll do it.
Yeah, you go.
Okay. I gotta turn up my phone line, I think.
You have reached voicemail. Please begin talking after the tone.
Okay, wait, I can just call rooms on this number. I wonder how they do rooms down there.
Oh, I have a story after.
Thank you for calling. Please dial an extension now or dial 0 for assistance. I'll transfer you now.
You have reached voicemail. Please begin talking.
No.
When I booked my hotel earlier, because you said, I know what you meant when you said, wonder how they do rooms down there, like the floors and blah, blah, blah. I called and I booked my hotel room and the lady was like, so what are you looking for a room? And I said, you know, just like nothing fancy, just like, you know, minimalist, whatever. And she was like, ready. She got sassy at me. She was like, can you please give me more information than that? And I said, yeah, a place with a bed and a toilet. And she was, I got her ass. Like, what do you mean? What? What are you looking for in a hotel room? Like, I want to sleep, bitch. What? That was crazy. I thought that was a weird ask.
I think whenever you say you got a minimalist room, that's pretty fucking...
I thought that was as simple as it could be. Fucking Brianna. Bianca.
It's probably a good question to ask. To pick up.
have reached voicemail. Please begin talking after.
No. This is the part of the show where it gets very silent and quiet. Welcome.
It's solemn.
I'm Whoopi, live in the studio. My guest, host, co-host, Tiff. It is currently 11:10:54, post-meridian Eastern Standard Time. It is January 21st, 2026. Live from the Rogue Server File Jockey studio. I'm Whoopi. And welcome to the show. Whoopi Woo.
Sperm, come do calls. Rammer Jammer, come do calls. I'm okay. I actually have to cough.
How do you do that again? Okay, I think I got everything in that town. Everything that's open.
Got their ass. Woo! Hey guys, it's me, Carter. I'm just over here helping people with their questions and measuring things in milligrams and grams. Swedish style. It's okay, don't be sorry.
This person cannot be reached at the moment. Please leave a message after the tone. After you leave a message, you can modify it by pressing pound.
What did you just call?
Vape. Please.
If you owned a business, would you just like let it go like that without any proper indication of where people are calling? What the fuck?
Maybe. If you know, you know. If you don't know, you don't go.
If you don't know, you don't go.
Okay, they're not picking up. I touched my... hopefully I'm not clipping.
No, you sound fine.
I touched my dial here.
Shh.
I turned it down a little bit earlier. Probably a foolish maneuver upon my part. God damn it, vape shop.
Gosh dang it, vape shop.
God damn it to hell.
Stoners. Gosh damn it to hell.
They're really just sitting there looking at that phone ring and all hopped up on vape juice.
Just looking at each other like, no. Nah. I probably don't blame them. My microphone and the audio interface is laying on my bed all disconnected. That sounds like a you problem, and you should feel bad for disappointing me. Thank you. I'll let you sit with that, Carter. That's your burden now. I'll yell at somebody now, just because of this, to get it out of my system.
Uh-oh.
Look what you've done.
Oh, God.
Thanks for calling the Fairbanks Lowe's. This call is being recorded for quality and training purposes.
Para español, más que nueve.
Uh-oh.
I'm Lowe's AI assistant.
Oh, God.
I can help with your order. Sorry, you can say things like, when will my dryer be delivered? Or, how...
Banana. Microphone.
Let's try this another way. Let me get an associate to help you. We're working to answer your call as quickly as possible. Please stay on the line for the next available associate. Did you know that you can check your order status and view your order history online? Log into your account at Lowe's.com today.
I guess I'm doing Lowe's. I don't really have a...
No.
Lowe's.
Me. Yeah, hello?
Hi.
Hi, who is this?
Sorry, what's that?
I'm sorry, who am I speaking to?
This is Lowe's.
Okay, right, that's what I thought. And frankly, this is kind of... Okay. Every single time that I come in for my shift on Wednesday, you literally, like, keep matching my outfits, and I really don't appreciate it. I thought it was you. I just wanted to stop. It's making me feel weird. Like, other people have noticed it, too. Like, what color socks are you wearing right now? Are you wearing little stripy heart socks? I don't know how you know that kind of information about me. What are we going to do to resolve this?
What?
Okay, every morning we send each other, like, a picture of our outfits and we make sure that we don't mash. Like, is this, is it not on purpose?
Ma'am? I think you have the wrong number.
Yeah, no, this is Lowe's. That was the girl at the customer service desk. I work here too. Every single Wednesday shift that I come in, she is wearing almost exactly my outfit. And I think she's really messing with me. And I was just going to suggest that if it's on accident, we start doing a text exchange in the morning and make sure that we're not wearing matching outfits. It's making me feel uncomfortable. And frankly, I think I wear the outfits better. And I think she's making it so I don't shine as brightly.
May I ask what your name is, ma'am?
Oh, yeah, my name is Elbo. I work in the... Oh, sorry, what is that noise? Jesus Christ. Your phones are really bad in your department. I work
that.
In the... I'm Wait. Sorry, I work... It's okay. I work in the paint section. My name is Elbo.
Is this... Are you calling out tonight?
No, I already worked earlier.
What did you need?
Why
from
am
us
I talking
then?
To you? What happened to that girl? I don't know her name because I've never spoken to her, but literally every time I come in for a shift, she's wearing almost the exact same outfit as me. And it's bad. It's bad. It's bad and it makes me feel bad.
Okay.
At the very least, she's not doing her hair like me.
Okay, you should probably take this to a manager or something, not us here at the customer service desk.
It sounds like you're going to start dressing like me. What, are you going to start dressing like me at the job too? Why are you trying to push this up the ladder?
Yeah, all right.
Are you both wearing stripy heart socks? Are you both wearing stripy heart socks?
No, mine have smiles on them.
Oh, that's cute. Okay, well, maybe tomorrow I wear smiley socks and tomorrow you wear stripy socks. And then, you know, I think we can get over this. We can meet up in the break room. We can French braid each other's hair. And then we'll make everybody else feel uncomfortable. How do you think? We'll, like, really start coordinating. If we're going to do it, we're going to do it. You know what I mean? This is Lowe's, goddammit. Oh, goddammit.
Coordination.
I've never tried that before. I like it as an idea about people copying you.
Oh. There's my little guy. Fuck yeah. The berating worked.
Happiness.
Did you say happiness?
Happiness.
Yes, I am. Thank you. I hope you really didn't have to do anything. I'm sorry.
Now I
feel bad.
It's really easy to connect.
Oh, making nose noises.
Oh, the same vest. Yeah, I should have said that. That's funny.
Arby's on Marhar Avenue. How can I help you?
Hi, this is Jake. I noticed, like, whenever I came in there earlier, you were, like, wearing the same thing I was wearing. And it made me feel weird.
What?
I work the earlier shift. I noticed I came in for like a dinner thing. I noticed you're like wearing the same thing I was wearing whenever I was working down there earlier. I'm a little bit uncomfortable.
I'm sorry.
You're like wearing the same clothes I was wearing, like the same outfit.
Okay.
Yeah, it just made me feel uncomfortable seeing you like that, like copying me. I think. I don't, you know. He's just gonna steal my style forever. Oh, I'm fiddling around with stuff on the,
sock.
I think I'm gonna go again.
Yeah, please do.
But the other idea I have is absolutely, well, it's really dumb.
As long as you have fun, that's the rule.
A sandwich.
I'm sorry?
I have a sandwich.
Okay, you have a sandwich?
Yeah.
What are you trying to tell me about a sandwich?
I don't know what to do now.
Okay, now that goodbye. I
Yeah, that's the call I wanted to do. It's a lot of food places. Do you want to speak to food?
Food. What does a girl do with food? Yes. Think quick. Quick, think. Oh, think. I can just keep saying, oh, I dropped it. I keep dropping this. I was trying to get you to tell me where we called earlier when we were on the phone with Diane. That's my new go-to now when I don't know what to say. Oh, hold on. I dropped something. Hold on.
Oh, this is Sonic. The Hedgehog.
That's sweet. You don't need to be that specific, but I like it.
It's like a real person picks up.
This person cannot be reached at the moment. Please leave a message after the tone. After you leave a message, you can modify
please, it
by
yes.
pressing pound.
Mom, can you please call me back? It's getting ridiculous. I really miss you. Dad misses you. Anna misses you. The dogs aren't eating. Frankly, the whole house is just turning into a whole shit show. The cats. Oh, Mom. Mom, come home. Stop it.
Okay.
Thank you. That was just sad. I don't know why I went there.
Was it based off reality?
No, my mom's nice. That's... I ignore her more than I should. If you like your moms, send your mom a hug or a text or something.
Tell your mom you love
her. That's a PSA. Yeah, tell her you love her.
And tell your grandma, too.
Yeah. Oh, I miss my grandma.
A Japanese restaurant.
Oh. Konnichiwa. How are you? Konbanwa.
Hello.
Hello. Are you there right now?
Are you... Do you what?
Are you there?
Oh, in yeah, the we place? Are here.
Okay, where yeah. are you exactly?
Excuse me?
Have you told your grandmother or your mom that you loved her today? If you like her, if she deserves it, have you? I'm going to order something, but that's important. That's important to me. I want to know, like, who I'm getting food from. Like, spending your money is like an extension of you and where you spend it. Like, you're extending that to somebody else. So I just want to know. Oh. His mom's a bitch. That's what happened.
Do you want to try again?
No, thank you.
Okay.
That was perfect. Perfectly dim. Tell your mom and grandma you live her. Ugh.
Not sure what to do here.
Yeah, me neither. I hope that you get pregnant again tonight. I always want at least one from you.
Oh, ammo store.
Ammo store. Nice.
Yeah.
Alaska Ammo.
Hi, I had a bit of an issue with something I purchased down there.
Yeah, what can I help you with?
It's like, whenever I like go to do it, it sounds fake.
It sounds fake?
Yeah, let me see if I can. I'm downrange right now. Like, it doesn't sound real.
Okay.
I'm not sure what to do.
What is it? What did you purchase from us, sir?
It's like a box of like ammunition.
Okay, what ammo is it?
It was like mixed. It was all mixed up. It was like different cartridges, different like sorts of. You know, like calibers.
Okay, was it from the bargain bin?
Yeah.
Okay. And then what are you shooting? Like what firearm and then what ammo are you shooting?
I got the SKS.
Oh, okay. And you're shooting 7.62?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's keyholing too.
Oh, okay. Have you tried other ammo, like not from that box or batch?
I got the other strip here, but like I got a good deal on this.
Yeah,
and it's just I'm letting shots off right now. It doesn't sound real.
I'm trying to understand what that means. Like, what does that mean that it doesn't sound real?
Whenever I squeeze the trigger off, like, hold on, I'll do it again.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it doesn't sound real.
Yeah, I mean, it's not coming over the phone very, very well, so it's hard for me to identify it.
Do you have your earplugs in? I got mine in too right now. It's sort of like hearing safety.
If you're having an issue with it, you can always bring it in. There's no ammo returns, but we can, you know, take a look and see if we can diagnose what the issue is, especially if it's something like that where it doesn't sound right and you know, that's hard to diagnose over the phone. So we do have a range here, obviously, so you can bring it in and we'll be able to kind of, you know, test it out and see what you're talking about. The range is closed today, but we do open at 9:30 a.m. tomorrow, and then we're open till 8 p.m. if that works for you.
I also got like a belt, and I'm having a lot of slam fire with it.
A belt?
Yeah.
Like linked ammunition?
Yes, like I got like okay. a whole like a of rimmed belt, like a non-disintegrating belt of rimmed. And I'm having a lot of slam fire with it.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure. I can let it off a little bit. It just like it like, you know.
Yeah.
But it also sounds fake.
Which one was that?
That was like the because the belt in it like chugga 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 chugga.
And it's rimfire?
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah, that's also something you're gonna have to bring in, and we can help you diagnose it.
Okay. I also have some pinfire.
Pinfire?
Yeah.
What is pinfire?
It has a pin. Like on the side, like near the rim.
And oh,
you have
okay.
You have to index it correctly.
You have to insert it correctly. Is that what you said?
Yeah, you gotta like index it the right way around.
Oh, index it. Okay.
Yeah.
That one's also having issues.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, like I said, there's not much I can do for you over the phone, unfortunately. But if you would like to bring it in, we can always help you out in person.
I just, you know, I'm new to this whole thing.
I get it. Yep. We all started somewhere. So, unfortunately, yeah, there's nothing I can really do to diagnose it because I, you know, it's not coming over the phone very well. So I can't really, you know, I'm not hearing what you're hearing.
It's like it whenever I'm, it's like keyholing and it doesn't sound real.
Mm-hmm.
Like it sounds like fake.
Yeah.
Like that way.
Yeah.
It's like keyholing.
Right. All right. What? How do you know that it's keyholing? Are you shooting a paper target?
It's vertical. Whenever I'm looking at it.
Right. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, well, like I said, we've got a range here. We'd be happy to, you know, test some ammo through it and kind of see if it's, you know, a gun problem, if it's the ammo problem. Bring in whatever ammo you bought, so that way we can use what you're using now, and then we'd be able to, you know, help you find out what the issue is.
Is it like a headspace? Like maybe for the slam fire?
I mean, it could be a lot of things. Again, there's not much I can do to diagnose this without having it in front of me.
Like a stop-go gauge?
I mean, like I said, we there's only so much I can do here because I don't want to give you incorrect information, obviously.
And then how does that, like, you know, with the old slam fire aspect?
What about the slam fire aspect?
Well, it's like I had to fill out the forms for it and like the ATF.
Yeah, what about the ATF?
Because like to have it like transferred to me. Like transferable.
Well, it's not a machine gun.
It's like a pre-86.
Oh, it is?
It's got a lot of slam fire though.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with those laws off the top of my head, so that might be something you would have to research.
All right.
Yeah, I apologize.
That's okay. I'm not sure if I let you take a, or if it's like, you know. I just, you know, because of the slam fire.
Yeah. So you can always bring it in, like I said. I mean, our range is full auto rated, so we can, you know, fire it, see what's going on. We can even look at what exactly is causing that and let you know.
All right. Do you have any questions for me at this time?
No, I do not.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate it. I love you.
Okay. You have a good one, sir.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Have you been skeet shooting before, Whoopi?
Nah.
Oh my god, it's so fucking fun. I demand that you go skeet shooting. ASAP.
Like with the...
Pull! Not with that kind.
Oh.
No, wrong one.
I think you can do it with this.
I mean, you could.
Welcome to the show.
Is that the one that I was... Oh, yeah. Welcome to the show. Oh, it is one. Aww.
I am lucky.
It's 20 gauge live.
At the
That's
server.
Where I'm going by now.
At the File Jockey studio. I'm not sure there was a lot of, like, humorous content to that previous call.
Did you enjoy yourself?
It was interesting. Saying pin fire and slam fire and rim fire. And
it's
no-go
funny
gauge.
For the after. He's definitely sitting there having thoughts. That's funny.
Oh, welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. I'm Whoopi. It's currently 11:37 and 17 seconds post-meridian Eastern Standard Time, January 21st, 2026. Live in the studio, Tiff, Carthor, and me on the Whoopi Woo every January 21st, 2026. McDonald's.
Yeah, boy, McDonald's is Lorraine speaking.
Hi, Lorraine. I just got home and I've got my food out. I'm looking in the French fries. And there's like a little man in it. I don't.
A what?
It seems his name's Carthor.
Sorry, what?
Well, I started eating the French fries. Is there somebody making a seal noise behind you?
Yes, there is. I don't know what they're doing. Hey.
Yeah, you tell them to shut the fuck up. This is your phone call. So, yeah, I got home and I ate my chicken sandwich and it was delicious. It was perfectly normal. But now as I'm getting down to the bottom of the French fries, there's like a little man. Am I supposed to bring him back or?
A little man? What do you mean by little man? Like,
he's got rosy cheeks and he's smiling at me. He's looking up. Am I supposed to bring him back, or what is this?
I have no clue what you're talking about. We don't... Is it like a toy?
No, I don't think so. I think he's alive. He's waving. He's waving now. I liked being mean about the noise in the background and then just being an asshole. Oh.
That was an interesting sound there.
This is serious. That was definitely a seal.
Yeah. Oh, welcome to the show. You're listening live on rogueserver.com. Oh, no. Nope. That costs money. I have free minutes. I'm using free.
Court?
Oh. think we're going to do our last calls here.
I'm satisfied. I'm happy. It's all you. I've done a really bad job working on my project.
I think I have my phone situated better.
Internet phone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just turning up the one dial that all the phone audio goes through. Holy smokes.
Hey, Dawes, on line.
Hello?
Hello?
There is someone making, seal noises back there at your McDonald's.
Sorry, what?
They're making seal noises at your McDonald's.
No?
Yes, I heard it. First of all, I heard it. So, you know, I think it's a little bit unprofessional.
Sorry, what?
They're making seal noises.
Seal noises?
Yeah.
Are
you familiar with what that sounds like?
No.
Do you want me to do it?
No.
Well, they're making it.
Oh.
They're just doing it. And I'm not sure what if that's like if they're allowed to do that, first of all. Wow. She's covering for them. Interesting strategy. Oh my goodness, there's a whole bunch of hotels here.
Hello. Hola. Bonjour, and thank you for calling Residence Inn Anchorage, Midtown, Alaska. I'm your multilingual AI assistant. I can answer questions or requests in many languages. How may I assist you today?
Front desk. That's an interesting strategy for the AI to have the fake noise. Talking to yet damn robots. Oh, and welcome to the show. You're listening live.
Thank you.
Really just gonna sit here while it rings like that? Oh, and welcome to the show. We're doing our last calls here. If you'd like to make a call, you can join the mumble, I suppose.
Hi, please run Desmond up the for 2 minutes.
Hello?
Our modern spacious guest room.
Oh, what a... Oh, all these official Alaska places, huh? Official Alaska. In the state of. I just kind of have hotel idea right about now. I just need one call and then I think I'm good. Hello? Oh my God. This is scarifying. I think I just need to get out of here. It's too dense.
Thank you for calling Clubs and Garden Inn. How may I assist you?
Hello?
Yes, how may I assist you?
I have like on the head. With like the bugs on my head. I'm not sure how that works.
I'm sorry?
Like the bugs on my head. Like for staying there.
Okay, 1 second, may I put you on hold?
I'm not sure what I'm supposed to do about it.
Okay, may I put you on hold?
It's like head lice. Am I allowed to do that down there? I don't know. Because it's like on my head. Oh, this is scary. The hair has grown back. It's very interesting. Am I waiting? Am I waiting for head lice permission? Is that what's happening? I think that's what's happening. You know, I'm not. No, we're not. We're not gonna wait for head lice permission. Oh, the smaller places are answering. It's just the big city. Anchorage is busy or something.
Lila Johnson at the Pioneer Inn. Thanks so much for calling. For the quickest response, please text me at 907-29-
Oh! I just want to get headlights permission. I didn't get to do it.
Hello?
Hello? Hi. How do I do it down there if I have like head lice? Oh, god damn it. Oh, and welcome to the show. It's the Whoopee Woo every January 21st, 2026. It is 11:53 and 19 seconds post-meridian Eastern Standard Time. Live on rogueserver.com/Whoopee. I am Whoopee, your Rogue Server file jockey tonight. Live in the studio, Carthor, Tiff, and Whoopee. I wonder if they have head lice in Alaska. It might just be a foreign concept to those people.
Courtney's cell phone and the joint voicemail for Courtney and the Kenai Airport Hotel. Please leave your name and number, and I will get back to you as soon as.
Oh. It should be prime time for business time in Alaska. It's human immunodeficiency virus, right? Hello?
Good evening. Thanks for calling the Uptown Motel.
Hello?
Hi, good evening. Thanks for calling the Uptown Motel.
Hi, I'm Jacoby. I had a question.
Hi, Jacoby. I've got an answer.
I have a head lice.
Okay.
What do I do? For the motel?
Are you here at the motel?
I'm en route.
Okay.
Like a friends and family, I'm supposed to stay there.
Okay.
I picked up head lice somewhere along the trip, though.
Yikes. Okay.
I'm not sure what the next step is here.
Okay. I'm not following you. Are you planning on checking in, or have you been here? Or help me out a little bit.
I'm one of a friends and family. Like, I'm gonna be sleeping in a room there.
Okay. Do you have a reservation with us now?
I'm gonna be staying with someone down there. Like on a friends and family type basis.
Okay. Okay.
So this is
Is that person's name Philip?
I can't say for sure. I know it's like screen names.
Okay, you're
like,
not helping. Okay,
like
Jacoby.
Phil.
Yeah, you're not really helping me out very much.
Well, what do I do about the head lice? Is it like an issue down there?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not real excited about that idea. That's going to create, that's going to create an issue in the room.
Yeah.
Are you scheduled for next weekend?
I think.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to tell you, and you need to be really straight with me, please. I'm the boss that just happened to answer the telephone.
Yeah.
Okay. This sounds like a guest of Philip. I need you to confirm if that's accurate.
I don't want him to get in trouble.
He's not in trouble.
Okay.
I'm a huge fan of Philip, so he couldn't get in trouble.
Okay.
So is that what we're talking about?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay. Like I'm going to take that as a yes. I don't understand the hesitancy, but I don't need to. The only reason I know is because Philip reached out to me personally.
Oh.
Okay. That's why I know. That's okay.
Okay.
So, I'm not crazy about bringing that into the hotel. Now, that's a week and a half away. Can that problem be resolved between now and then?
I think. I'm just not, like, if it, because it's like with the hair and everything.
Yeah, I understand that part, right. Yeah. And I appreciate you calling and asking that question.
Yeah.
But I'm going to be painfully honest with you. I am not excited about knowing that and having a guest in the hotel, a guest of an employee, that I've made a concession for. I'm not real excited about that. Does Philip know this?
I haven't told him yet.
Okay. I want you to tell him before tomorrow night.
Okay.
Because tomorrow night, let's see, today's Wednesday, Thursday night, yeah. Tomorrow night, I'm going to talk to Philip and say, hey, we got this situation going on. Don't put me in a bad spot. So
yeah.
I will encourage you to reach out to him before tomorrow night, okay?
He's supposed to get, like, the clippers and, like, the shampoo.
I guess so. Yeah, right. That would be my recommendation, but I don't know how to do all that.
Yeah.
Jacoby, I'm glad that you called me. That you're scoring some points with me already. Philip scores points with me every day he works, so
yeah.
I think this will be fine. Okay.
Philip's a great guy you got down there.
Yeah, I think so too.
He's always like, yay. And like, it's, you know, it's like, you know.
Yeah. I'm a big fan.
Yeah.
I'm glad to call him my coworker.
Yeah.
So, I want you to talk to him before tomorrow night, and then I'll talk to him tomorrow night. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Thanks for the call.
Thank you. I love you.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, we got some Teft, there's someone calling for you, I think. I don't want to get Philip in trouble. Where's Tiff? I don't think I muted her or anything. Oh, okay. Oh, it is 12:01 and 25 seconds anti-meridian Eastern Standard Time, and it is January 22nd, 2026. I'm Wuppy. I'm your rogue server file jockey tonight. Oh, it's all good to go. Let's fill up. The current temperature is freezing. And this, let's look out. We have a phone call, and Tiff, are you prepared? Okay, I don't hear anything from you. I'm gonna try to turn you up a lot. Did I mute the mumble somehow? I don't think I did. Oh, I muted the mumble. I'm sorry.
That just ruined my experiment. Sorry. Can you mute it again?
I hit this button on accident. I don't know how I hit this button, but I did.
Buttons.
Yeah.
I don't have anything funny to say. I think I'm just picking fights tonight.
Let's wait.
Except for with Diane. I miss her.
Okay, they might call again. Oh, we'll pick up if they do.
Philip's number, you mean?
Oh, no. Someone was calling from Lowe's. I guess we can call them. There's nothing stopping me from calling them. Oh, no. That's stopping me. The price.
Free LaFour.
Do you want to talk to Arby's?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. No. Okay. There. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Oh, there's no audio coming through from them. That's unfortunate.
It just sucks. The current temperature is freezing.
Yes.
You're funny.
Let's send them a message. I'm confused because sending text messages isn't something that's really compatible with an audio show. All right, Arby's.
Thank you for calling Arby's.
Hi, yeah, is this the bitch that got my husband pregnant? You fucking heard me.
No.
Did you get my husband pregnant? He has beautiful eyes. They look just like yours. The baby came out today.
The baby?
Oh, yeah, the baby came out. And it has dazzling eyes that look just like yours. And I wanted to know why you got my husband pregnant.
I just couldn't help myself. I'm sorry.
He's... got smelly feet, no matter how great in bed that he is. And even though he probably brushes your hair, I trained him to do that. So every time that he brushes your hair, you need to say, thank you, Miss Tiff.
Okay.
And the baby, it is, I think,
possibly feral. It has like, it already has teeth. It was born today, but there are these razor sharp teeth, rows and rows of them. Does that runs in your family? Okay. Yeah, he makes noises now. He should have slept. The little baby Kiki has been awake for, oh gosh, my husband was in labor for 10, 12 hours. And you know, the baby hasn't slept a bit either. It's been another 14 hours. Are you going to help us co-parent this child? It has club feet. Is she gone?
Oh yeah, she's gone now.
Oh,
it was still connected for a bit.
I meant to ask if the baby could get free Wendy's or Arby's.
Oh, I can later, do a pregnant later. Call.
Thank you. I know you're wrapping up, so it's all you now. Right, but yeah, you do owe me a baby.
Did I get pregnant at Circle K?
I don't know.
Get pregnant at
Circle
K.
Can happen anywhere.
Now.
I'm glad that she loved that. I was scared she'd hang up when I called her a effing whore, I think.
Wait, I had to send a text message. Live. They're gonna pick up. Lowe's doesn't like to be prank called.
Stealing my outfits. They're smile socks.
A lady there's pissed. She's pissed about it. I'm pregnant.
Thank you for calling Kina McDonald's. How can I help you?
Hello, Jessica. I'm pregnant.
Excuse me?
Like from the McDonald's? I'm not sure how this works.
What's going on?
The test came back positive for pregnancy markers. I'm not sure. My name's Jacoby.
Jacoby?
Yeah, I was a customer.
A customer?
Yeah. I bought a sandwich and a drink. Oh, and fries. Fries. Like Mac fries. Hello?
I'm so confused on what you're...
It came back positive for pregnancy, like from the store.
Okay, you're calling a business?
Yes.
Yeah.
There's someone employed that I think they're, you know, responsible. I'm new to this.
Okay. Well, you are contacting a business. We are trying to run a business here, and you are interfering with that, and you need to stop calling.
Hello? Let me check. I can't believe this has happened.
Telling prank callers not to call back is like one of the dumbest fucking things that I hear during this. Like, it's, you're asking them to do the opposite. It blows my mind.
I try to call places just once and then I'm done. I'm alright, like the
Well, yeah, but just the thought process of being like, hey person who's fucking with me, don't you dare fuck with me again. Like, you're just asking for them to call you back again.
Alright, I think this is gonna be the last phone call.
I'm all done. All done, all you.
Okay.
Good luck with your
this is Jimmy
what are they
Jack.
Called? When oh your bastard.
Jimmy Jack fishing.
Thank you for calling Jimmy Jack's Original Alaska Lodge in the Alaska Seascape Lodge. We are your headquarters for Alaska lodging and fishing packages and single-day fishing charters on the Kenai River and surrounding areas. Please leave your name and number and we will get right back.
No. Oh, it's the same.
Those people are trying to run a business, dude. Chill out.
Oh, they're getting paid. They're getting paid and I only call once.
Serious.
Oh, and welcome to the show. It's 12:13 and 18 seconds post-meridian Eastern. Not post-meridian. No, it's anti-meridian now. I apologize. There was an error. Welcome to the show. Alaska. I guess I can take a request. Considering the special circumstances.
The State of the Union?
Yeah.
Oh. Oh. Can you be more specific? A bed with a room and a shower, bitch.
Oh, that's what I wanted to do.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That means you have to do two, I guess. Write that down. Don't forget. And your mom used to work there. Oh, wait, she still does. And she's been kind of cunty lately. Please call Diane and... Yeah, 300 people open. 300 people in the town. Yeah, I bet. There's hair on my fucking pizza. Oh, your pizza just got there. Just pick it off. It could have been your hair for all you know, unless it's really long and unusual. Just pick it off. Pretend it didn't happen.
Oh, unfortunately, the Whittier, Alaska, it says like 30 cents a minute. There is one in Oklahoma.
I demand that you start accepting like Venmos and stuff. Let us pay for this. Reciprocal joy.
Anchor in's the same. I think the entire town's like this, unfortunately. Yeah. That's unfortunate. I hate when this shit happens.
Makes me want to shake the little man in my fries.
What? just sucks. What the hell am I telling the bar again?
Quiet, little man.
Or something.
He didn't give you the idea. He made a demand and then got upset about his pizza. Oh, they're fired. Oh, wait. Are the pizza people fired? Not clear. Dip, 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 dip. This just said not clear.
That I'm saying to these people.
What are your bar? How can I help you?
Hi, I just received a text that said I'm fired.
From Witty?
Yeah.
Who are you?
My name's Jacoby.
Oh, shoot, I don't know where that came from.
Yeah.
I've never seen you up here.
I've never been there.
Interesting. From who?
I don't know, it's like a voicemail and a text. A voicemail said I'm fired and the text said I'm fired.
Okay. From who?
There was no name associated with the text or the voicemail.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
What do I do now?
I know that didn't come from us, so I really don't know.
What's happening back there?
Back where?
Is it like a mechanical bull?
Oh, no, it's a drum.
Oh. They're really going to town on that thing.
Oh, yeah. Am
I in trouble?
You have a good night, man.
No, I
don't think so.
I've never been fired before.
Yeah.
I've never been there either.
And your name is Jacoby?
Yeah. It said I'm fired.
I don't know who sent that text, but you have a good night. I'm going to get back to work.
Okay. And what's your name?
My name is Joseph.
Joseph, it was very nice to speak with you tonight. Okay?
All right. Take it easy.
I love you. Okay, and a hotel. I need to do a hotel. I got Google pennies and stuff, like the play pennies, so I can pay for minutes or whatever. Just not sure how exactly to get it going. Oh yeah, this is the final call, I think.
Thank you for calling Hotel Indigo. How can I help you?
How do I do it like minimal down there?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah. Can you hear me better?
A little bit.
Oh. How do I do it like minimal down there?
What do you mean?
Like minimalist? Minimalist? Like down there.
I'm sorry, I'm not understanding the question.
Like minimal. You know, like the bare basics.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm still not understanding.
Like for just staying there?
What would be the bare minimum?
Yeah.
What would that be? What are you talking about, something specific?
Like at the hotel. Like a room.
Yes. Like a price?
Like accommodation style.
Do you have any items or something in like specifically that you're speaking about? Because I'm not understanding.
It's just me. It clothes on my back. And a shirt.
Okay. Is there something specific that you need?
Like, I just want to know, like, the bare minimum I have to do, like, for hotel.
The bare minimum that you need for a hotel.
Yeah.
Are you currently a guest?
No.
You're not a guest?
No.
So you're looking for a room?
I think.
Okay, well, we are currently full tonight.
For the future.
We actually oversold today.
Oh.
It depends. So every day is different. The prices will fluctuate depending on occupancy and the day of the week.
Okay.
So I can't give you a set price on just an average day. I would say on a regular day, it would be probably $179 plus tax and up. And okay. That would be on like a standard room.
All right. So it's just me, the clothes on my back, and $100 like $200.
Yes, so if you needed to rent a room, we are not bothered by whatever items you bring with you, but to rent a room, you would just need your ID and then a credit or debit card, the price for the room plus $50 for the incidentals, like
okay.
A security deposit.
And then, like, what's like the bare minimum, like, I can get inside?
I'm not sure what you mean. I'm sorry.
I could even, like, you know, do it in like a broom closet. I just need like a door. I need a door that locks, and that's all I need.
Okay, I don't have anything available tonight.
Yeah, but for the future.
We are actually booked this week for a few events.
I'm going to be down there like a couple month of time.
Okay, I would probably call back sooner than closer to the date.
But like for like, is it for a clot? Like I don't need much. I can sleep standing up, basically.
Okay. Your room comes with a bed, and it comes with a shower, and a toilet and a sink. It comes with shampoo and conditioner and hand soap, toilet paper, blankets, a window, coffee maker.
All I really need is like a closet. I could do everything in there.
Okay. Well, you might want to look somewhere else then, because we don't rent out closets.
Who does then?
Have a good night.
No.
I like that.
I like telling people no. To have a good night.
I like that you said you could sleep standing up.
What is this number that was trying to call me? Oh, okay. They didn't pick up. Yeah, I think that's it for the show. Thank you. Thank you all. Thank you all. Thank you for listening to the Whoopi Woo. January 22nd, 2026. Good night. I'd like to thank the people who sponsor me. I like to thank... And I'd like to thank... Yeah. And I'd like to thank... And especially thanks to... And... Oh, and thank you to BTB, it's Carthor Oscillator, Rammer Jammer. State of Alaska, Official Tiff, Wasted Memory, and Whoopi all in the chat. And Rammer Jammer in the green room. Carthor and Tiff in the live room, and Rosin was here earlier. And that's it. That's it. I don't know what I'm going to do after this. Probably is sleeping the socially acceptable answer at 12, 25, and 50 seconds. Anti-Meridium. I almost said post-meridium. Eastern Standard Time?
Get it together. It's live.
These questions demand answers. Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night. I'm not sure what I'm going to play for my outro music.
Oh, we'll sing. Thank you.